BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, just to cheer everyone up, we did the longest Bambaleo in history, but by God, we needed it.
Yeah, it's so good. The amount of clips in the gap for Bambaleo is worth this podcast alone.
Don't care.
Some classics in there.
Yeah, people really enjoyed it. Also, more people that really don't know what their partners do as a job, and it's gone too long for you to be able to ask them now.
Also, Scott, got to give a shout out to Gareth Malone, who appears quite randomly during this show and encourages us to sing.
Okay, we're going to do extra bangers today. I heard Greg, like, just going for it on the 10-minute takeover, double takeover earlier, and I was like, let's do something similar.
Well, I'm here for that as well, because I just feel like, especially if people need that extra boost at work right now, because there's a lot of people still at work, we should point out.
Loads.
But also loads of people who are on their own at their home or spend lots of time with family. I think it's all about the interaction here with Radio 1, and bangers is like the best thing that we can do for it.
Nothing can lift you, I don't think, like an amazing track. So you're going to get extra bangers today. We're going to do it at 1:40, 2:40, 3:40, and you'll get a chance to choose a song, whether it be mine or Chris's, like you normally do. So I'll ask you to call for that in about 15 minutes.
But it's great, because it means you can come on, we can have a little chat, and then you get to choose what's next on Radio 1. You have the power.
Kat's been on. She says, do need cheering up a bit today. Don't know if I've got a job to go back to. I know so many people in that situation. She says, can we please hear the bombshell that Chris is a professional journalist again when they were having a go at the Peter Crouch podcast on Radio 4? Yeah, we can get that for the Bambaleo gap. We'll do that just after two. Any other bits of the show that you'd like to hear again? Any retro moments? 81199. Stefan Stonemarket says, can we have the bit where Jack Whitehall read out a joke but is actually going on about how the money's going to be spent on the Lolophon? I'm not sure whether that's daytime friendly, but we'll check. Anything else you want for the gap? Anything from the show? 81199. Can I request something today, please, for the gap?
Go on.
I'd like a bit of the GC, please, just because this is how a lot of people are feeling right now in self-isolation.
I've had enough anyway. I'm done.
Gemma, please,
Gemma,
don't walk.
Please don't leave.
Walk. Come on, you'll really regret it.
Basically, I'm the only one giving him entertainment. I'm done. Oh. I'm claustrophobic, Darren!
Listen, the door's going to be left.
No, I'm
open.
Coming! I've had enough! Sorry, Darren, but I've had enough! I'm dancing to their tune no more!
Because that's going to make
They don't feel... get it! I'm claustrophobic!
Why?
They're not listening!
Mills.
Chris called his wife asking if she remembered what he said when he proposed. She didn't. And then, out of nowhere, you just suddenly went, by the way, what's your actual job?
Yeah, I was kind of asking what she was up to. And with hindsight, maybe not the greatest thing I could have said, because I did get questions about this last night. But being honest with all you guys, I don't really know still what she does.
Yeah,
I kind of know the company, but I don't actually know what the job is, the day-to-day.
And then we called my partner because I wasn't quite sure either, and I've been with him 3 years. If someone asked me, I'd be like, events, but that's about it.
Mm.
Yeah. Michelle's the same, aren't you, Michelle?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, how long have you been with your husband?
10 years in May.
Okay. Would you say you don't know what he does?
Yeah.
What do you think he does?
Well, when he first started his job, I thought he just made like light bulbs. And I told all my friends he was in a factory that made light bulbs.
Okay, so yeah, well, that's always a good way to work this out, what you tell your friends that he does. So you're thinking he makes light bulbs in factories?
Yeah.
Okay, cool job. I think that's quite easy to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't think that is what he does?
Well, whenever I say to him that that's what I tell people what he makes, if I say to it while he's present, if I told you I don't make light bulbs, it's not that.
What is it then?
And I still, I don't know. He works with loads of machines and they've all got different names.
Right.
And I haven't got a clue. I just nod and agree because I just think I should know, but
You should know.
Yeah,
we all should know. I mean, this, but the problem is you get too deep into the relationship or marriage or anything like that, and then you've left it too late to kind of go, actually, like, what do you do as a job?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you want to ask him now? Because he's on the line.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you feeling about this, Gareth?
I've explained to her a few times, but she just doesn't seem to understand.
So Gareth, so Michelle thinks that you make light bulbs. What do you do?
Yeah. I do work in a factory. We do make things that are made of a glass substance called quartz, but they're not light bulbs. They don't really emit a light. We manufacture UV lamps.
Ah, okay.
I thought that was the same thing, is it not?
No.
I think it's the same thing.
UV doesn't produce light. It's more of a ray, like the sun, the UV rays from the sun. And you wouldn't want them in your light, in your house.
What do you think about that, Michelle?
I just nod and agree, I think.
Any clearer?
No, not really.
Simply put it, they're basically like a fluorescent tube in the sunbeds, but you wouldn't want to get a suntan from them.
I mean, I don't know about you, I think that's very simply explained. I don't think you're listening, Michelle.
Michelle's just like...
Yeah, he does that. That's what he does, what he just said.
Well, there you go. Gareth's explained it. And the lovely thing is, Michelle, next time you're out with the girls and they say, what does he do?
No, you know.
Can just say all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really easy to understand. I don't know what you're not getting here. All right, good to speak to you both. I'm glad that that's all clear now, Michelle.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, come on. There's nothing else for it. Let's get the bangers on. Hey, Carly.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for pulling over for us. You are in a car with some dogs.
I am in a little Berlingo with some dogs, yep.
A little Berlingo?
Yeah, it's a van, a little white van.
Ah, okay. Sweet. So, is that your job? You're a dog walker?
I am a dog walker, yep.
It's probably quite nice at the moment, no? Like just getting out in the open space?
While we still can, it is lovely to get out, and there's not many people around, to be fair.
Exactly.
I don't know what the deal is with dogs and social distancing and all that. I think they can do whatever they like, can't they?
They do what they want, don't they?
Yeah, they've got their own thing.
Yeah, they do what they want. Yeah. Even if there's not, you know, if there is a rule, they're still doing what they want anyway.
So here's an idea. Why don't we open the clubs and that for dogs? And right, we just let them do their thing in there. Like, do you know what I mean? Keep them going. Send your doggy off for a dog rave.
Dogs in pubs.
Dogs in pubs, dogs in clubs. Let them... It'll be like those artworks that you, ironically you see in pubs.
I was about to say, the dogs will be playing snooker. It's happening, guys.
Let them do their thing.
Right.
Why not?
Maybe this is their apocalypse. Maybe it's their idea of taking over.
No, that old school picture, was a premonition.
Yeah, but that will be mad because then the dogs will go in there and look at the wall and there'll be dogs playing pool there and they'll be there, little chappy dogs, having a pint at the bar, playing snooker.
With the lads.
Madness.
What breed would you think would be the pool shark out of all breeds?
Don't know. Poodle. Get it?
To be fair, I've got a poodle. He's a bit of a shark.
Here's the thing, if the dogs are playing pool, then surely the pictures of a load of humans just playing pool in the background. Anyway, it's a wonderful thought, and that's going to be my thought that I'm going to hold on to all day now.
You lot are talking about dogs. I've just Googled Berlingo just to see what van you're in. Right,
yeah, I know.
Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Here's my first choice out of three rounds of it we're doing today. I'd really like to hear this. MGMT, Time to Pretend.
I remember being on holiday in Napa, in a little jacuzzi, listening to this song, and I had a beer in hand, and I had my holiday hat on, and I just thought, this is it, this is life. And I cannot wait until we get to do that kind of thing again.
I bet you actually said to yourself... This is the life.
Yeah, I did.
Like my mum does when I take her on holiday.
I had a mythos in hand.
Yes.
And I thought, wow.
Greek beer of choice.
This is great. Okay, it's a choice on Bangers. My choice or Scott's choice, and my choice is this. I just thought, little sing-along-y, emotional sort of thing. It's B.O.B., nothing on you.
Okay.
Okay.
Over to you, Carly.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not impressed with either of them choices, boys. Ooh. And the dogs have gone very quiet as well.
Yeah.
They just
think about the pool they're going to play later.
A bit bitchy now.
I will go with... See, I normally go with Chris, but I'm going to go with Scott on this one.
Come on!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ever thought to yourself, what does my partner actually do for a job? Me and Chris were having this beginning of this week. Just put it out there to your wife, didn't you? What do you actually do?
Sort of know that you go to work in this certain building for this certain company, but what do you actually do?
Yeah. Kim, what do you think your husband does?
I'm not really sure. Basically, he was an electrician when we got together, and then he got a job at Heathrow Airport, and now he goes to work on a Monday morning and he comes home on Friday, and I don't see him in between.
All right, so he doesn't come home between Monday and Friday?
No, he stays away.
And what's his name?
David.
David, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Can you explain what you do, please, to Kim again?
I write software for the baggage handling system at Heathrow.
Right, Kim, that was one sentence.
I know. How is it this difficult?
Because when I say he programs the bag system, he says that's what he does. He uses long words when he explains it to me.
Well, it's just a sentence there, Kim.
So you do the computer stuff to make the bags go round?
Low-level control stuff, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. See, now he's lost me.
Low
he's
level,
lost me.
I do some low-level control
no,
stuff.
No, so you lost me at low-level control there, David.
So,
I understood. No, Kim, I understood the bag bit.
Exactly, but what is low-level control?
I'm a PLC engineer, so I programmable logical controllers.
Do anyone hear a plane noise? Straight in my head there.
And this is where I lose her, every time.
Yeah, I get it. You lost me at that point.
But on the day-to-day, you turn up at work, what do you actually do?
And why are you away for 4 nights?
Yeah.
Why am I away? Because it's a long way to travel back. I live on the Kent coast, so...
Sure, okay. Dan. Yeah.
But that aside, David, what you... So you turn up, right, in the morning. You turn up. What do you do?
I get in the office at about 6 in the morning. I go for a coffee and breakfast.
Yeah.
Then I come back and I start writing software.
It sounds like it's a lot of work.
Sounds dull.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, everyone. I want you to think forward to a time when we can all go out again and we can all do what we want, and how hard we're going to go when we are able to do that.
Oh, that's so good to hear you say that, of all people, Scott. Like a rallying cry there. When we party after all this is done, we are going to party so hard.
Can you imagine the parties that are going to happen?
And also... None of us will take it for granted ever again.
No.
And you know where people, you turn up in a town a night out and go, God, what a hole.
Yeah.
Right? Never again.
I'll never think that about anywhere in the UK again. I won't. And I have.
No, being real, we all have. Like, you turn up in a pub, it's like, oh, like, really? Yeah. No, never again.
Absolutely not.
I love you. Every pub, bar, club that I grace on a Friday and a Saturday night. Love you. I miss you.
I want us to channel some of that energy into this Bumbleo Wednesday. If you don't know what this is, on a Wednesday, if you don't normally listen, if you found yourself stuck at home, listening to Radio 1, maybe you've reconnected with Radio 1 again, welcome back. You've not had a chance to listen maybe in the daytime because at work and they don't let it on because they're boring. Mm. We play the Gypsy Kings Bumbleo on a Wednesday and we just let everyone loose, basically. And never have we needed it more than now. So I apologise if this is long, but get in touch. 81199. I want to hear from you. First, something that I'd like to hear. It's Adam Bolton from Sky News doing a live report and a fly goes into his mouth.
Certainly if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday, and what we can see is that
Adam, do you want to take a pause?
Yep.
Do you want to take a pause?
No,
because
no,
I've been talking non-stop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right.
Just swallowed a fly. Cat on Twitter and Tom in Oxford want this bit from Radio 4 when they went in on that Peter Crouch podcast.
As far as I could see, the strong language was the use of the F word and the word sh, which they use quite a lot. And the humour were included. How many sausages can you put up? I better not say which part of your anatomy. This humour was it adult?
Yes, it was adult.
They didn't really like this podcast, did they?
No.
It's very successful, but it wasn't for them.
Not for them.
No, what did you think of the two companions? What was their role, Tom Fordyce and Chris Stack?
Well, I said that it was three very laddish lads, but the two companions are actually professional journalists.
Yeah.
No real.
Yes, sir.
Josh and Marlowe. Remember this guy went viral?
You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! And I'll tell you what, you are too!
Archie at work wants to hear that moment where Lewis Capaldi was just messing around and then went into this incredible version of The Climb in this studio.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice.
Is this the backing track?
You'll never eat it.
There it is.
Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
This is the live now. Oh, go on.
Gonna be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
I don't know the words.
Oh, it's gonna be another Matty. Oh, it's gonna wanna make it move. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. And about what did it. And about what's waiting on the other side.
Latoya, this is one of my favourites as well. This question from University Challenge.
The nicknames cheesemongers, cherry pickers, Bob's own, the Emperor's chambermaids, and the immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You miss Bright.
Homosexuals?
the wrong answer.
No.
David from Blackpool wants that bit where you had a little bit of a strop. This guy, after doing him a Chris Stark guide to Cheltenham.
Can I be honest? You don't sound grateful. I spent a lot of time.
Oh no, I'm very grateful, and I can imagine the amount of research and time it's taken for you to get all your facts and things like that together.
Well, I have to do this on the train in and everything. Like it's actually, you know, I know we all laugh, but it does take up time. This.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Awkward, isn't it?
No, just the odd thank you. I suppose I've been paid for it, but it's, you know.
Thank you, Chris.
We played this on the Who game a couple of weeks ago, and, well, it's never been more relevant. It's from the kitchen towel advert. Gemma in Altrincham wants one sheet.
This is why they call me one sheet. One sheet does plenty.
It's true, you know.
Where is one sheet when you need him?
We need him.
Where
now
is he actually?
Where are you?
Imagine he just steps up. Dang, 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 dang. One sheet
does plenty. I'd like to hear this from Gemma Collins. Me and self ISO.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
Listen, the door's going to be left.
No, I'm coming. I've had enough. Sorry, Darren, but I've had enough. I'm dancing to their tune no more.
Because that's going to make
they don't get it. I'm claustrophobic.
Why?
They're not listening.
Yep. Hannah in Bedfordshire's having a bit of a rubbish time. Just lost her job, but this will really cheer her up. Friendly Fire's doing Medusa in the live lounge. So posh.
I'm turning you up to getting down, down, down.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Da da da, da da da.
Hang on, down, down. One sec.
Hang on a minute.
Archie and Swindon wants a.
Disgusting!
Robin Sheffield wants Chris Stark calling from the UK.
Hello, sorry, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to
speaking to Adam. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Adam. Yeah, I'm calling from the UK. I just want to check the name of your business. What's it called again?
Yeah, it's 4Play Cycles with a number 4.
4Play Cycles.
That's right.
And you're a bike shop, right?
We are indeed a bike shop.
Oh, I thought so. Well, yeah, I'm calling from the UK. Your bike shop's quite famous.
Okay.
What?
That's nice to know that we're quite famous.
Oh, you're in the UK as well. Sorry, we've just done... Sorry. This takes some explaining.
I've got one more. Can I please have Clara Amfo announcing Lizzo on Saturday Kitchen?
He covered Lizzo's song, Juice. Yes.
Here we go. That is what I needed this week, says Luke and his dog Flint in Salisbury. We've got Brie. That's with an double E, not an IE like the cheese. Brie in Lancaster.
Come on, everyone, let's pile in. Let's get the shout outs on. Hello, Chris, in his volumetric concrete mixer in Bury St. Edmunds one now, loving One Sheet.
There's Tom there in Somerset. Darren on the Isle of Wight. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, not again. Here we go. Harriet in Southampton. Bumbling and just wanted to check I'm okay after hearing the news about Eurovision. It is what it is, Harriet.
Hello to James and Dad, straight, in the van in Blackpool.
Luke in Bath, in quarantine.
These ladies always messaging, Rhea and Megan, bumbling, driving around the shops. They're on a food shop, basically.
Chloe says, you two are being a joy this afternoon. Bambolea. Thanks, Chloe. Bambolea. Tim on the M4. Jack, John and Gerbil in Kings Lynn.
Mark Strait, Mal Gay from Newcastle. Hello. Delivering furniture.
Hi there.
Carlisle.
I love the hairy porn.
George in Plymouth, this is exactly what we needed. Michael, Beth and Teddy in Cambridge.
Come on, Alice in Manchester, bumbling hard right now. This is exactly what you need. I know what you're saying, Alice. We're with you.
What a bumbleo. Working from home, you lads are smashing it with the positivity. Thank you, Delilah, straight London. No worries. Michael and Poppy from Kent and Joe and Emily in Bath doing work from home. CLT!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't worry, guys. I'm picking it back up now with bangers and a bit of Biffy Clyro in the weekend. That was Harry Styles and Fallin'. I had a moment there myself. It was good.
All I can think when I hear that song is Wet Piano. Do you remember at the Brits?
Such a wet piano.
It was... I still don't know what it was meant to symbolise. It was odd because that's clearly someone's decision there as well. They've gone, do you know what? I've got it.
Guys, what we'll do for Harry is we'll get a really, really wet through piano.
Yeah, the piano will be wet. What?
Jessica in Middlesbrough says, Radio 1 is really calming me down so much at the moment and helping me to kind of remove myself a little bit from everything for a while and look after my mental health, which is important. Yeah. She says, thank you very much, everyone. That's all good. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. And as everyone keeps saying, it's just those little moments away where you just take your head away and just have a bit of a laugh. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good to smile and you know, and do those kind of things. It's okay, as long as we all stick together.
Hi, Nathan in Woking. He's not feeling 100%, so he's staying at home. But just wants to say thanks so much to the neighbour next door to him. Right, so she's just moved in like 3 weeks ago and put a note through everyone's door with her number on it going, need any shopping, just let me know. So he's just texted her and she's coming around later.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
David.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey.
Hi!
Hi!
So are you at work at the moment?
Sure am, on the old farm.
Okay. Who is with you? And please tell me they're 2 metres away.
They are 2 metres away, and his name's Stuart.
I'm finding it, I don't know, like it's quite odd when you see people on TV now, like when you see people on the BBC Breakfast sofa, like Dan Walker, and they're quite far away from each other.
The camera's very much zoomed out now. But I do like it because everyone's just trying to battle on and have these normal conversations. But it's like I saw my boss earlier, right? And natural thing normally would be to go over and just have a bit of a hug and be like, you're right, how are you? And we're talking, but it is kind of awkward how far away you are from
them.
And then I started moving closer naturally as the conversation happened. I noticed she was starting to walk backwards. But I get it. It's just it's weird times, isn't it?
Also, and let's talk about this a bit more in a minute. Enjoying seeing the inside of celebrities' homes.
Oh.
Matt Baker on The One Show, saw most of his house. Susanna Reid every morning on Good Morning Britain, seen her house.
Because celebs are wanting, they're still wanting to be seen. That's the thing, they still want you to see them. So they are, but they're coming from their house. So yes, you're right, on TV that was great. But I saw a video of Jamie Carragher doing kick-ups in his, wow. I mean, what is that, a palace?
It's like through the keyhole all the time.
Oh, some nice houses out there, isn't there?
Okay, David, so well, you would normally pick who on Bangers, me or Chris?
Ooh, normally Chris.
Mm. Okay, well, let's offer up this for you. Chris, you go first.
All right, David, I've got an absolute banger for you on this Wednesday afternoon. Let's have it. Here it is.
Oh, I played it in full. You might as well... No, hang on. This is it.
Okay. Here it is, David.
Ooh.
I forgot how much I love this song so much until I heard it the other day. And I just thought, oh, this would be perfect for bangers. This is DJ Snake and Bipolar Sunshine. And the song is called Middle.
I met Bipolar Sunshine in LA like a few weeks ago. It was really weird.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
How?
Just in a coffee shop.
And how did you know?
What?
You're like, is that... Can that be Bipolar Sunshine?
It was the bright yellow hair.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I remember meeting him. There was one night I was DJing the same night as him. And this was before this song got massive. And his solo stuff was so good. And then all of a sudden, this song came out. And obviously, everyone knows this.
Why has everyone met Bipolar Sunshine apart from me?
You haven't lived until you've met him.
Right, this is my one. Way.
Never met Calvin.
No.
Bye. All right, David, it's your choice, me or Scott.
Well, they are both bum wigglers, but I like Bipolar Sunshine, so I'm going to go with Chris's.
Staring at two different views on your window ledge.
Hi everyone, Russell Kane here. I've got just a few seconds to tell you about Evil Genius, our hit podcast where we take people from history, Gandhi, Margaret Thatcher, John Lennon, and detonate fact bombs around their reputations. At the end of a lively debate, my panel of esteemed guests, read banging comedians, all have to vote evil or genius. There's no grey area. Subscribe to Evil Genius on BBC Sounds now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You see Grimmy's Instagram story last night?
No.
Right, you know his boyfriend's a dancer.
Mm.
It's a bit like when you haven't taken the dog for a walk. Because he's normally a dancer and all his work's been cancelled, there's a lot of energy going on there.
Oh, so he's really pent up.
Yeah, and he's like, send help. Because he's just dancing all the time at home. Because normally, like, dancers use mad energy, right?
Mm.
Can't get out of his system at the moment, so is doing it at home in front of Grimmy mostly. It's really making me laugh.
I need to up my Instagram game, Instagram stories-wise. Been naff.
Same,
recently,
me too.
I've put in minimal effort with it. Actually, we should do better. I saw a red arrow. You know the planes out on the... what do you call it? Down at the bottom of Radio 1 here. Outside the One Show.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming the plane is a guest of some kind.
At the BBC building, yeah.
Massive plane there. I was like, wow.
Also, I'm thinking that if I don't do some fitness at some point soon, gonna get to the size of my house.
I thought that's what we'd agreed to do. There's two mindsets here, isn't there? It's like, go for it. Good excuse to get healthy, fit.
There's loads of people, loads of like gyms that are closed at the moment doing like online fitness classes.
Did you see the guy who put washing up liquid on his kitchen floor?
Yeah.
And then it's like a make your own treadmill.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's advisable. But my partner is like, 8:30 yoga tomorrow morning. I'm like, where? He's like, on this screen. I'm like, I'll give it a go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ruby from Kent says, hello, I'm 12 and we're off school. You guys are making self-isolation quite the joy this afternoon. Thank you.
Oh, nice one, Ruby.
Matt in Banbury, hello. We've got Jess, who was feeling a bit down earlier. Put Radio 1 on. Cheered her up. Christine and the Queens are doing a live session tonight, well, as live, from what was supposed to be here in London for Annie Mac. Obviously, that couldn't happen, so Christine managed to get into her studio in Paris just before the lockdown and do a live session for us. That's massive. So Christine and the Queens with Annie Mac, live session tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
OMG, it's actual Gareth Malone. Hello.
There he is. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, Gareth. And I'm just glad that you're stepping up at this difficult time.
Everyone needs a project.
This is it. And this is what, if you're looking for positives in this, people like yourself are getting bored and then they feel naturally like they've got to entertain. Yeah. And that's important. Yes. For all of us. Isn't it amazing that it's taken coronavirus for Gareth Malone to be on the show?
It's great.
Here I am.
Now, Gareth, tell us your idea, which I love.
So the idea is to create the Great British Home Chorus. So people can download some tracks to sing along to, record themselves in their kitchens and bedrooms and bathrooms all over the country, and then upload them centrally. And then I will work together with the team to create a universal song, a set of songs that can make us all feel better and lift our spirits.
I love this so much. It's a great idea. It brings people together. Now, Gareth, can I ask, do you just have to be a wife to be on this song?
No, or is husband's welcome.
So
you
it's not
be
just
single.
Wives only, because you love a wife?
Yeah.
I do. Well, yes, no. The military wives may get involved, but it's not... It is no bar if you are a single man.
Because, Scott, it's often it's military wives, seamen's wives, readers' wives.
All of those.
Let's not go into any of those details.
Now...
No, I have got... I've got a few groups of singing.
Gareth, are you happy for us to be part of this in any way?
Oh, absolutely.
Gareth, do you have a song suggestion for us?
Well, just as a warm-up, yeah. And we haven't made any firm plans, but how about a nice... romantic ballad to warm everyone, okay. Everyone, the cockles of everyone's heart.
What have you got?
Can't take my eyes off you.
Oh.
Do you know that Muse did a cover of it? I love you, baby. Should we do a little warm up first?
Yeah, okay.
Just do some. Let's do some gentle humming. Good.
What's that thing that Lewis Capaldi does? We saw him do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Lip drills. Very good.
Is that,
can you
is that
go from the lower part of your range up through the middle and all the way to the top and back down again without any kind of wobbles? So.
No. You go.
I can't do. I can't roll my R's.
Okay. If you can't do. If you can't roll your R's, you can do.
Oh, that was quite good.
Really,
believe
good.
It or not, that really helps. The other thing that really helps is sort of shaking your jaw and going. Okay, so let's assume that the warm up has been done. It sounded excellent. Let's move on. Let's sing. So, shall I sing you a little phrase?
Let me
just get the key.
Okay.
I love you, baby.
Oh my god.
Quite high.
You go. It's really high, Chris.
I just go for it.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
No, but you're not going the same.
He has changed the key.
Yeah, he has completely.
Maybe we should go. I love.
Oh yeah, that's
baby.
Better. Yeah.
Let's do it down the octave. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Let's go down the octave with Gareth Malone. Here we go.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right, I love you, baby. To warm the lonely nights, I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say
Pretty baby, don't bring me down, I pray. Oh, pretty baby, now that I've found you, stay and let me love you, baby. Let me love you. You can work with that, Gareth.
Do you know what? There's some real potential there.
This has all been amazing. Gareth, the UK is going to make a song with your expert direction. All you need to do is search Great British Home Chorus and you'll find it there. Gareth, you're a star. Thank you.
No, it is you that is the star. I've just heard the proof of that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We should just say, I mean, obviously this list can go on and we appreciate all of you, but thank you to people like Geraldine and Stoke, travel agents trying to get people home at the moment, trying to sort everyone out. Obviously, goes without saying, NHS workers, but we should say it a lot. Emergency services, farmers who are keeping going, people that own businesses that are struggling at the moment.
Well, teachers.
Teachers.
I mean, all sorts. We know, obviously, we're out across the UK and many places around the world, and it is our privilege to be able to do that and be there with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And we are doing our best to think of you all and keep you all in mind as we do these radio shows here.
Yeah. Try and stop us being on.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
If I need to, I'll do it down the phone from my house.
we've said this. Yeah, we will
put
do
me
it
on.
We can, exactly. Can lock us down.
Okay. Hi, Kirsten.
Hello.
Hi, where are you?
Hi. Dundee.
Oh, yeah, apparently there's supposed to be an event happening there. That's off.
I know.
It's right, we'll get through it. It's all going to be okay. A lot of people are listening to the radio for company today. A lot of people not used to, like, being isolated and working from home for such a long stretch. But we're all in this together, Kirsten. Do you hear me?
We are. I keep hiding in the bathroom away from the kids, so we're all good.
Right, we're good. So, we played bangers twice today. I think we should do this for a bit because, I don't know, it just feels like a mood lifter. So,
yeah.
It's one all.
I think you want to make a competition of it now.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you choose what one you like the most. It's dead simple, it's called bangers. I've got another one for you now. Apparently you normally pick me, is that true?
Yeah, the last bangers I would have
worked
for your song as well.
Okay.
A little bit of Calvin.
All right, let's see if this is agreeable to you. It's a happy song, come on, Kirsten.
It's not my favourite.
This is, we've got a great battle today, mate.
One Direction, best song ever.
That is Scott's choice. Very, very, very much a Scott's choice. My song couldn't be more me if we tried. My banger is this.
Watching.
Back to the old school.
Yeah.
H2O.
I can't
platinum.
I can't work.
What's it going to be? Watch it.
Oh, sorry, Scott. It's
going to
be Chris.
Sorry. I just meant the name of the song. I didn't want to rush you into a decision.
I'm sorry. I've just dived in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guy from Lincoln says, please can Gareth Malone add H2O to his home choir set list?
Great shout. Oi, big shout out to George, who's listening right now. Says, what an absolute... This is all in caps lock, by the way. What an absolute belter of a song. Little work from home rave. Yes.
Yeah. Why do they sing H2O? You wouldn't shout, water. Oh, it's the name of the band, is it? H2O. Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
What a rubbish name.
No, don't say that.
Quite a bad name.
Last time we played them, they were on. They were tweeting us saying, like, what an honour it was to be back.
They're lovely people, even they will look better now and be, that was a bad name. Hey guys, it's March 2020, right? We're here at Radio 1. We're setting new records for people doing ISO raves and the most listeners we've ever had in pyjamas or sweatpants. It's all good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, so if you need some company, come and get us or get this podcast on catch up on BBC Sounds.